small skates scoot across the ice.
We try not to be intimidated by other people, especially because we know that we're smaller.
But 12-year-old Joylin Yang and her 14-year-old partner Jean-Luc Baker are already giants on ice, pitted against teenagers at the recent U.S. Ice Dance Championships.
We won that one, so we're best in the U.S. for 18 years and under.
Jean-Luc, try and keep a little bit more pressure in your framework there.
It's an accomplishment made under the watchful eye of their coach, Jean-Luc's mom, Sharon Jones Baker.
Good.
Baker says Jean-Luc took to skating early.
He actually went on the ice when he was about 3 years old.
Ice dancing, it shows off more of your artistic abilities.
At 9, Joylin was the youngest girl to pass the gold level ice dance test.
That part of ice skating.
But Baker, a British ice dancing champion and Olympic competitor herself, understands this takes more than just natural talent.
They have to sacrifice a lot to do, but they're both very motivated and very highly driven.
They're constantly on the ice at this Mount Lake Terrace rink.
Yeah, we have to spend a lot of time to eat with each other, so 3 hours a day.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Then there are ballet lessons for artistry, strength training for lifts. Good thing this group gets along.
We have lots of fun when we coach, don't we?
Yeah.
And they start giggling in the middle of a lift. That's what gets a bit difficult.
Yeah.
For some reason, we just start laughing and we can't stop.
You're snickering over there, but you wouldn't drop her on.
No, never. I've never, ever done it purposely. Once, I've accidentally dropped her, but that was just first time skating together. It was on a tryout.
Rookie couple mistake.
Yeah.
Won't happen again.
Exactly.
Raw talent is honed with hard work here.
Make sure the weight stays over the lift.
But there's also care and camaraderie.
Guys, let's do the starlight waltz.
And the pure joy of skating.
It's very fun.
When you move really fast with the wind and like flying, it makes you feel like you can do anything.
All should keep this group on track until 2014.
I guess that's our ultimate goal, yeah.
When this young couple will finally be old enough to compete in the Winter Olympics. In Mount Lake Terrace, Heather Bosch, News Talk 710 Cairo.